For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today, because our loving Heavenly Father wants to reveal the extraordinary ways in which His hand is constantly at work in your life. In the midst of life's challenges and obstacles, it's easy to feel like we are alone and that God is distant. But the truth is, our God is always with us, guiding and protecting us every step of the way. He is the ever-present, all-knowing, and all-powerful God who holds our lives in the palm of His hand. In this video, we'll explore 10 powerful ways in which God's hand is over your life, even when you may not see or feel it. Through the truth of His Word and the inspiring testimonies of those who have experienced His divine guidance, you'll discover the unshakable peace and unwavering confidence that come from knowing that the Creator of the universe is intimately involved in every aspect of your life. When we choose to trust in God's sovereignty and believe in His unfailing love, we can rest in the assurance that He is working all things together for our good and His glory. He is the God who never slumbers or sleeps, the divine protector who watches over us day and night. So, if you've been feeling overwhelmed, uncertain, or alone, this video is for you. And please, don't keep this message of hope to yourself. Share this video with those you know who may be in need of a powerful reminder of God's constant presence and His unwavering love. Be sure to subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this encouraging message to even more people who need to hear it. Together, we can build each other's faith, declaring God's goodness and trusting in His divine guidance. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you continue to trust in Him, knowing that His hand is always over your life, leading you, protecting you, and guiding you towards the incredible plans He has for you. Remember, God is the sovereign ruler of the universe, and He is using every circumstance to shape you into the person He created you to be. Keep holding on to His promises, believing that He is faithful and true, and He will continue to reveal His hand in your life in amazing ways. Number one, my dear friends, in the midst of life's challenges and uncertainties, it is comforting to know that God's hand is always over your life, offering divine protection from harm and danger, both seen and unseen. Throughout the Bible, we find numerous examples of how God's faithful servants were shielded from peril by His mighty hand. One such instance is the story of Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel, a man of unwavering faith and devotion to God, found himself facing a life-threatening situation when he was thrown into a den of lions for disobeying the king's decree and continuing to pray to the Lord. However, even in the face of certain death, Daniel remained steadfast in his trust in God's protection. And indeed, God sent His angel to shut the lions' mouths, ensuring that no harm came to His servant. This incredible story serves as a powerful reminder that God's protection extends to all those who put their trust in Him. As believers, we can take comfort in the knowledge that God's angels encamp around us, ready to deliver us from evil and guide our steps on the right path. In our daily lives, we may face various forms of danger, whether they be physical, emotional, or spiritual. However, we can rest assured that God's hand is always over us, shielding us from harm and providing us with the strength and courage to overcome any obstacle. When we face difficult times, it is essential to remember that God's protection is not just a passive force, but an active one. He is constantly working in our lives, guiding us, and intervening on our behalf. Just as He did for Daniel, God is able to deliver us from the most desperate of situations and bring us safely through to the other side. Moreover, God's protection is not just limited to physical dangers, but also extends to the spiritual realm. In Ephesians 6:11-18, we are reminded to put on the full armor of God, which includes the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. By equipping ourselves with these spiritual weapons, we can stand firm against the schemes of the enemy and emerge victorious in the battles we face. As we navigate through life's uncertainties, let us hold fast to the promise that God's hand is always over us, offering divine protection and guidance. Let us trust in His unfailing love and faithfulness, knowing that He will never leave us nor forsake us. And let us live our lives with the confidence that comes from knowing that we are safe and secure in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. In conclusion, the assurance of God's divine protection is a source of great comfort and strength for every believer. No matter what challenges or dangers we may face.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We can rest in the knowledge that God's hand is over our lives, shielding us from harm and guiding us on the path to victory. So let us walk in faith, trusting in His protection and embracing the peace that comes from knowing that we are forever safe in His loving care. Number 2, God's unconditional love is one of the most profound and transformative aspects of our faith. It is a love that knows no bounds, a love that remains steadfast and unchanging, regardless of our actions or circumstances. In Romans 8:38-39, the Apostle Paul declares with unwavering conviction, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." This powerful statement reminds us that God's love for us is not based on our performance or worthiness. It is not a love that we must earn or strive to maintain. Rather, it is a love that flows freely from the heart of our Heavenly Father, a love that embraces us in our brokenness and imperfections. The parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15:11-32 beautifully illustrates the depth and nature of God's unconditional love. In this story, a wayward son demands his inheritance, squanders it on wild living, and finds himself destitute and alone. Yet, when he returns home, broken and ashamed, his father rushes to meet him with open arms. The father's love for his son had never wavered, even in the face of the son's rebellion and mistakes. This is the love that God has for each and every one of us. It is a love that sees beyond our failures and shortcomings, a love that welcomes us home no matter how far we have strayed. When we turn to God in repentance and faith, we find a Father who is ready to embrace us with compassion and grace. God's unconditional love is a source of immense comfort and strength in our lives. When we face trials and tribulations, when we struggle with doubt and fear, we can rest assured that God's love for us remains constant. We can draw upon this love as a wellspring of hope and courage, knowing that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Moreover, God's unconditional love serves as a model for how we are called to love others. Just as God loves us without reservation or condition, we are called to extend that same love to those around us. We are challenged to love our neighbors, to forgive those who have wronged us, and to show compassion to the marginalized and oppressed. In a world that often feels marked by division and strife, the message of God's unconditional love is a beacon of hope and healing. It reminds us that we are all beloved children of God, created in His image and worthy of love and respect. When we allow this love to transform our hearts and guide our actions, we become agents of reconciliation and grace in a hurting world. So let us take heart in the knowledge that God's love for us is unwavering and eternal. Let us rest in the assurance that no matter what challenges we face, we are held securely in the embrace of our Heavenly Father. And let us go forth, empowered by this love, to be a light in the darkness and a testament to the transformative power of God's grace. Number 3. Divine provision is one of the most comforting and reassuring aspects of God's hand over your life. As believers, we can take heart in knowing that our Heavenly Father is the ultimate provider, supplying all our needs according to His glorious riches. This promise is not based on our own merits or abilities, but on God's unwavering love, faithfulness, and generosity. Throughout the Bible, we see countless examples of God's divine provision. One of the most striking instances is when God provided manna for the Israelites as they wandered in the wilderness. After escaping slavery in Egypt, the Israelites found themselves in a barren desert with no apparent source of food. However, God heard their cries and miraculously provided manna, a bread-like substance, which appeared on the ground each morning. This daily provision sustained them for 40 years, demonstrating God's ability to meet their needs even in the most challenging circumstances. The story of manna serves as a powerful reminder that God is intimately aware of our needs and is more than capable of providing for us. Just as He cared for the Israelites, God cares for you and will ensure that you have everything you need to navigate through life's challenges. This provision extends beyond just physical needs like food and shelter. It encompasses emotional, spiritual, and financial needs as well. In Isaiah 43:19, God declares, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This verse speaks to God's ability to provide and make a way even when our circumstances seem impossible. When we face obstacles, setbacks, or lack, we can trust that God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating divine provision on our behalf. It's essential to understand that God's provision often comes in unexpected ways and in His perfect timing. We may not always receive what we want, but we can trust that God will give us exactly what we need when we need it. This requires faith and patience on our part as we learn to rely on God's wisdom and sovereignty rather than our own understanding. Moreover, God's divine provision is not just about meeting our immediate needs. It's about empowering us to fulfill His purpose for our lives. When we trust in God's provision, we can step out in faith, pursue our God-given dreams, and make a positive impact on the world around us. We can be confident that God will equip us with the resources, abilities, and opportunities necessary to accomplish His will. As you navigate through life's ups and downs, take comfort in the truth that God is your provider. He sees your needs, hears your prayers, and is working tirelessly to supply all that you require to thrive and fulfill your God-given destiny. When doubts or fears arise, meditate on the promise found in Philippians 4:19 and the countless examples of God's provision throughout the Bible. Trust that the same God who provided for the Israelites in the wilderness is more than able to provide for you today. In conclusion, embrace the reality of God's divine provision in your life. Let this truth fill you with peace, hope, and confidence as you face each day. Remember that you are not alone in your journey, and that your Heavenly Father is always watching over you, ready to meet your every need according to His riches and glory. As you trust in His provision, may you experience the abundant life that He has promised, and may your faith be strengthened as you witness His hand at work in your life. Number 4. My dear friends, in the midst of life's uncertainties and challenges, we can find unwavering comfort and assurance in the knowledge that God's hand is always over our lives, guiding us with His infinite wisdom and love. As we navigate the complex paths before us, seeking direction and clarity, we need only turn to the One who created us and holds the universe in His hands. The book of Proverbs reminds us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." When we place our trust fully in God, surrendering our own limited understanding and seeking His guidance, He promises to lead us in the way we should go. His wisdom far surpasses our own, and His perspective encompasses the entirety of our lives, from the present moment to eternity. As we seek God's face and listen attentively to His voice, He speaks to us through His Word, through the gentle whispers of the Holy Spirit, and through the wise counsel of godly mentors. In Isaiah 30:21, we find this beautiful promise. "Your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, 'This is the way, walk in it,' whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left." God is ever present, constantly directing our steps and offering His guidance in every decision we face. The story of the Magi in the Gospel of Matthew provides a powerful example of how God's hand directs our path. These wise men from the East, seeking the newborn King of the Jews, were guided by a miraculous star that led them on a journey of faith. They trusted in the star's guidance, not knowing the exact destination, but believing that it would lead them to the one they sought. As they followed the star with unwavering dedication, they ultimately found themselves in the presence of the Christ child, offering their gifts and worship. In the same way, as we trust in God's guidance and follow His leading, He will direct our paths to the very places and purposes He has ordained for our lives. We may not always understand the twists and turns along the way, but we can rest assured that His hand is leading us, step by step, toward His perfect plan. So, dear friend, take heart and trust in the Lord with all your heart. Seek His wisdom daily through prayer and the study of His Word. Listen for His voice and be attentive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. As you acknowledge Him in all your ways, He will guide you along the best pathway for your life. His hand is over you, offering wisdom, guidance, and love at every turn. Remember, you are never alone on this journey. The same God who guided the Magi by the star is guiding you today. He is the light that illuminates your path, the compass that directs your steps, and the anchor that holds you steady in the storms of life. Trust in His wisdom, lean on His strength, and follow His leading, knowing that He will guide you into the abundant life He has prepared for you. Take comfort in the assurance that God's hand is over your life, now and always. As you walk in His wisdom and guidance, you will discover the incredible plans He has for you, plans to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. So keep your eyes fixed on Him, your heart open to His leading, and your feet ready to follow wherever He may guide you. With God's hand over your life, you can face each day with confidence, knowing that He is directing your path and leading you into the fullness of His purpose and blessing. Number 5. In our moments of weakness, God's hand upholds us, and His strength is made perfect. The Apostle Paul, a man who faced numerous hardships and persecutions for the sake of the gospel, understood this truth deeply. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, he shares a powerful revelation from God. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Paul had pleaded with the Lord to remove a thorn in his flesh, a persistent trial that troubled him. But God's response was not to remove the thorn, but to remind Paul of the sufficiency of His grace. This is a life-changing principle for every believer. When we are at our weakest, when we feel like we can't go on, when we are faced with challenges that seem insurmountable, God's grace steps in. His strength is not dependent on our own abilities or resources. Instead, it is in our weakness that His power is most evident. Paul goes on to say, "Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." He learned to embrace his weaknesses, knowing that they provided an opportunity for Christ's strength to shine through him. When we acknowledge our own limitations and depend wholly on God, we open the door for His power to work mightily in and through us. This truth is beautifully illustrated in Paul's life. Despite facing countless trials, shipwrecks, beatings, imprisonments, and more, Paul found contentment and joy in Christ. In Philippians 4:11-13, he declares, "I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Paul's secret to contentment was not found in his own strength or in favorable circumstances. Rather, it was rooted in his unwavering trust in Christ's enabling power. He knew that no matter what challenges he faced, God's hand was over his life, providing the strength and grace he needed to persevere. The same is true for you, dear friend. Whatever weaknesses you may be facing today, whatever trials are threatening to overwhelm you, know that God's hand is over your life. His strength is readily available to you, and His grace is more than sufficient to carry you through. When you feel weak, lean into God's strength. When you are tempted to despair, fix your eyes on Christ and His promises. When you face challenges that seem impossible, remember that with God, all things are possible. Just as Paul learned to boast in his weaknesses, allowing Christ's power to rest upon him, you too can embrace your limitations and watch God work mightily through you. Take heart, for God's hand is over your life. His strength is made perfect in your weakness, and His grace will sustain you through every trial. Rest in His love, trust in His provision, and allow His power to work mightily in and through you. For when you are weak, then you are strong in Christ. Number 6. In the midst of life's trials and tribulations, it is easy to feel overwhelmed by sorrow and grief. We may face the loss of a loved one, the pain of a broken relationship, or the struggle of a difficult circumstance. In these moments, it can be hard to find comfort and peace, but there is hope, for God's hand is over your life, and He promises to wipe away every tear from your eyes. Just as Jesus wept with Mary and Martha before raising Lazarus from the dead, He understands the depth of your pain and sorrow. He is not a distant God who is unfamiliar with human suffering, but one who became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus experienced the full range of human emotions, including grief and sorrow, and He is able to sympathize with us in our weaknesses. When you are facing a time of sorrow, know that God is with you. He is the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction. He is the one who holds you in the palm of His hand and catches every tear that falls from your eyes. He is the one who promises to never leave you nor forsake you. In the book of Psalms, David often cried out to God in his distress, pouring out his heart before the Lord. And time again, David found comfort and strength in the presence of God. He declared, "Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Though sorrow may last for a season, it will not last forever." God's hand is over your life, and He is working all things together for your good and His glory. So when you are facing a time of sorrow, turn to the Lord. Pour out your heart before Him, and trust in His unfailing love and compassion. He is the God who is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. He is the one who will carry you through the valley of the shadow of death and bring you into the green pastures of His peace. Remember the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." This is not a promise that we will never experience sorrow or pain, but rather a promise that God will be with us in the midst of it. He will comfort us with His presence and His peace, and He will use even the most difficult circumstances to draw us closer to Himself. So take heart, dear friend. Though you may be walking through a time of great sorrow, you are not alone. God's hand is over your life, and He is with you every step of the way. He will wipe away every tear from your eyes and bring you into the joy of His presence forevermore. Trust in His unfailing love and compassion, and know that He is working all things together for your good and His glory. Number 7. God's hand is always over our lives, ready to redeem and restore what appears to be broken beyond repair. Take the story of Job, for example. Here was a man who had it all, a loving family, great wealth, and a deep faith in God. But in a matter of moments, everything was stripped away. He lost his children, his possessions, and even his health. It would have been easy for Job to give up, to curse God, and succumb to despair. But despite his immense suffering, Job clung to his faith, trusting that God had a plan and purpose for his life. And indeed, God did have a plan. After Job's time of testing, God restored everything he had lost, and then some. Job 42:10-17 tells us that the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Not only did God bless Job with double the possessions he had before, but He also gave him a new family with 7 sons and 3 daughters. Job's latter days were even more blessed than his beginning, all because he trusted in the redeeming and restoring power of God. This same power is available to you today, no matter what you may be facing. Perhaps you've experienced the devastating loss of a loved one, the crushing blow of a failed relationship, or the overwhelming burden of financial hardship. Maybe you feel like you've made too many mistakes, that you're too far gone for God to redeem and restore. But the Bible tells us that nothing is impossible with God, Luke 1:37. He specializes in taking the broken pieces of our lives and creating something beautiful and new. Psalm 30:11 says, "You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness." This verse reminds us that God has the power to transform our darkest moments into times of joy and celebration. When we surrender our brokenness to Him, He can take our mourning and turn it into dancing, exchanging our ashes for beauty. But redemption and restoration don't happen overnight. Just like Job, we may have to walk through a season of testing and trials before we see the full manifestation of God's plan. It's in these times that we must hold fast to our faith, trusting that God is working behind the scenes, even when we can't see it. We must continue to pray, to seek His face, and to believe that He has good things in store for us, no matter how bleak our circumstances may appear. As you navigate the ups and downs of life, remember that God's hand is always over you, ready to redeem and restore what the enemy has stolen. He is the God of second chances, the one who makes all things new. So don't give up hope, my friend. Keep pressing forward, keep believing, and keep trusting in the redeeming and restoring power of our great God. For He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, and He has a plan and purpose for your life that is greater than you can imagine. Number 8, my brothers and sisters. In the midst of life's trials and uncertainties, there is one profound truth that stands as a beacon of hope for every believer. God's hand holds your future, offering a promise of eternal life that transcends the boundaries of this earthly existence. This assurance is beautifully exemplified in the story of Jesus and the thief on the cross, as recorded in Luke 23:43. In his final moments, the repentant thief turned to Jesus and sought salvation, and our Lord's response was a powerful declaration of hope. "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This remarkable encounter serves as a testament to the boundless grace and love of our Heavenly Father. It reminds us that no matter our past mistakes or the depth of our sins, God's hand is always extended, ready to welcome us into His eternal embrace. The thief's story is a microcosm of the greater narrative of redemption that lies at the heart of the Christian faith. It is a message that echoes throughout the pages of Scripture, from the Old Testament prophecies to the New Testament promises. In John 3:16, we find perhaps the most well-known and cherished verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. This verse encapsulates the very essence of God's plan for humanity, a plan that was set in motion from the foundation of the world. It speaks of a love so profound and sacrificial that it defies human comprehension. A love that compelled God to send his only begotten Son to bear the weight of our sins and offer us the gift of eternal life. And in 1 John 5:13, we find yet another powerful affirmation of this truth. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This verse serves as a reminder that our hope is not based on mere wishful thinking or blind faith, but on the solid foundation of God's unchanging word. It is a hope that is anchored in the finished work of Christ on the cross and his glorious resurrection from the dead. As we navigate the challenges and uncertainties of this life, let us cling to this eternal hope with unwavering faith. Let us find comfort in the knowledge that our future is secure in the hands of a loving and sovereign God. Just as the thief on the cross found salvation in his final moments, we too can have the assurance of eternal life in Christ, regardless of our past or present circumstances. So let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Let us trust in the promise of his word and the power of his resurrection, knowing that one day we will stand in his presence, forever free from the sorrows and pains of this world. May this eternal hope be the anchor for our souls, the light that guides our path, and the source of our joy and strength, now and forevermore. Number 9. God's hand shapes and molds you into the masterpiece he designed you to be. As you surrender to his transformative power, he renews your mind and conforms you to the image of Christ. God's hand is always at work in your life, even when you may not realize it. He is the master craftsman, carefully and lovingly shaping you into the unique and beautiful creation he intended you to be from the very beginning. In Ephesians 2:10, we are reminded that we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This means that you are not an accident or a mistake. You are a deliberate and purposeful creation of the Almighty God. As you journey through life, God's hand guides and directs your steps. He has a plan and a purpose for you, and he is constantly working to bring that plan to fruition. However, for God to truly transform you, you must surrender to his will and allow him to work in your life. This means letting go of your own desires and plans and trusting that God knows what is best for you. When you surrender to God's transformative power, he begins to renew your mind. Romans 12:2 tells us, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." As you spend time in God's word and in prayer, he will begin to change the way you think and the way you see the world. You will start to view things from his perspective and understand his ways more clearly. As God renews your mind, he also begins to conform you to the image of Christ. Romans 8:29 says, "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters." This means that as you grow in your relationship with God, you will start to become more like Jesus. You will begin to exhibit his character traits, such as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This process of transformation and renewal is not always easy. It can be painful at times, as God works to chisel away the parts of you that don't reflect his character. However, you can trust that every stroke of his chisel is guided by his loving hand. He is not trying to harm you, but rather to refine you and make you into the best version of yourself. As you allow God to shape and mold you, you will begin to see yourself as he sees you, a beloved child, fearfully and wonderfully made. you will start to understand your true worth and value, not based on your own accomplishments or the opinions of others, but based on the fact that you are a precious creation of the King of Kings. So, take heart and trust in the transformative power of God's hand in your life. Surrender to His will and allow Him to renew your mind and conform you to the image of Christ. As you do, you will begin to see yourself and the world around you in a whole new light. You will experience the joy and peace that comes from knowing that you are exactly who God created you to be, and that He has a wonderful plan and purpose for your life. Number 10, my dear friends, as Christians, we have the assurance that God's hand is always over our lives, and His unfailing presence is a constant source of comfort and strength. In Deuteronomy 31:6, God promises, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." This powerful declaration reminds us that no matter what challenges we face, God is always by our side, ready to guide, protect, and support us. Just like the disciples who encountered Jesus walking on water in Matthew 14, 22-33, we too can find courage and peace in His constant presence. When the disciples were caught in a fierce storm, they were terrified and felt helpless. But in the midst of their despair, Jesus appeared, walking on the water towards them. He called out, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." In that moment, the disciples experienced the unfailing presence of God. They realized that, even in the darkest of storms, Jesus was with them, ready to calm their fears and bring them to safety. This same assurance is available to us today. No matter how turbulent the waters of life may seem, we can trust that God's hand is over us, and He will never abandon us. God's unfailing presence is not just a comforting thought. It is a reality that can transform our lives. When we truly grasp the fact that the Creator of the universe is always with us, it changes our perspective on every situation we face. We no longer have to rely on our own strength or understanding, but we can lean on the everlasting arms of our Heavenly Father. In times of uncertainty, God's presence brings clarity and direction. When we feel lost or confused, we can turn to Him for guidance, knowing that He will lead us on the right path, as Psalm 32:8 promises, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you." Moreover, God's unfailing presence is a source of unshakable peace. In a world filled with chaos and turmoil, we can find rest and tranquility in His presence. As we draw near to Him, He fills us with a peace that surpasses all understanding, guarding our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So no matter what storms you may be facing today, take heart and remember that God's hand is over your life. He is your ever-present help in times of trouble, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. Just as Jesus calmed the storm for the disciples, He can calm the storms in your life, bringing you peace, comfort, and strength. Take a moment to reflect on the incredible promise of God's unfailing presence. Allow it to fill you with hope, courage, and confidence. Know that you are never alone and that the God of the universe is always with you, ready to guide, protect, and love you every step of the way. As you go through your day, carry this truth with you. Let it be a source of comfort and motivation, knowing that with God's hand over your life, you can face any challenge with faith and determination. Trust in His unfailing presence and watch as He works mightily in and through you, leading you to a life of purpose, peace, and victory. Heavenly Father, I come before you today with a grateful heart, knowing that your loving hand is always over my life. You are my refuge and my strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. I trust in your unfailing love and faithfulness. Lord, I believe that you have a perfect plan and purpose for my life, even when I face challenges, setbacks, or uncertainty. I know that nothing happens outside of your sovereign will. You work all things together for the good of those who love you. Help me to rest in that assurance. Thank you that I am never alone because you are always with me. When I am weak, you are strong on my behalf. When I stumble, you lift me up with your righteous right hand. When I am afraid, you calm my anxious thoughts with your peace that surpasses understanding. Your hand of blessing, protection, and guidance is over every aspect of my life. I pray that you would direct my steps and help me to walk in obedience to your word. Give me wisdom for the decisions I face and strength for the tasks before me. Help me to live each day with eternity in mind, investing my time, talents, and resources into that which has lasting value. May I continually look to you as my source of hope, joy, and purpose, trusting that your hand will sustain me all the days of my life. Thank you that my times are in your hands and that you hold my future securely. I believe that the path you have for me is good and your plans for me are filled with hope. I pray that your hand would be over my loved ones as well. Bless and protect them and draw them closer to yourself. May they too know the security and peace that comes from resting under the shadow of your wings. Thank you, Lord, for your great love and care for me. I choose to trust in you today and every day, knowing that my life is held firmly in your strong and loving hand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we conclude this message, I want to leave you with a message of hope and encouragement. The evidence of God's presence and guidance in your life is undeniable, and it is a testament to His unwavering love and care for you. Remember, God is always working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail of your life according to His perfect plan. Even when circumstances seem challenging or confusing, trust that He is using these experiences to shape you, strengthen your faith, and prepare you for the incredible future He has in store. In Isaiah 41:10, God promises, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Let this truth sink deep into your heart and fill you with peace and assurance. As you navigate the journey ahead, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. He is your constant companion, your source of strength, and your guide through every valley and mountaintop. Trust in His timing, lean on His wisdom, and rest in the knowledge that He is always working for your good. Remember, you are a child of the Most High God, and He has a purpose and a plan for your life that is beyond your wildest dreams. So step forward in faith, knowing that His hand is upon you, and He will lead you into the abundant life He has promised. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you, and may He lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. As you continue to walk in His ways and trust in His guidance, you will experience the fullness of His love and the wonder of His miraculous work in your life. God bless you, and may you always find comfort, strength, and joy in the knowledge that His hand is over your life, now and forevermore.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.